Well, back during the summer when our construction team called me into that new preschool room to look at a hole in the ground, I had no idea how much it would change my ministry. You see, in the bottom of that hole were these bricks. The bricks of the very first building this congregation ever built in 1896. I was thrilled. I was thrilled mainly because sermon illustrations don't get any easier than that. I mean, really, they were like, hey, here's these really old bricks. Do you want to do something with them? I was like, yes, that'll preach. I mean, I thought that sermon would write itself. I thought that sermon would write itself. For 2 months, I read every scripture I could find on foundations and construction and bricks and structures and temples and sanctuaries. The sermon was not writing itself. The problem I kept bumping into was that every single sermon theme I was coming up with kept focusing on the building, you know, the things the bricks actually make. I didn't want to focus on our building. That doesn't help anything. In fact, I spent a lot of my ministry trying to get people to focus less on buildings and more on the world and the relationships, because we're not here for a building. Focusing on our building is actually the opposite of what our ministry should be about. Now, I've said this before. If we all show up here and we give and contribute in different ways solely to keep the doors of this building open, if we ever exist just to exist, I will shut this place down and chain the doors myself. That's not what we're here for. And so this idea of, okay, the building with the bricks and the, what am I going to do with this? I was stuck because I was thinking of the word building as a noun. But then I came across our scripture. In this very specific translation, I realized building works so much better as a verb, that we are building together. Hear our scripture from Ephesians once again. That's plain enough, isn't it? You are no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here, with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. God's using us all, irrespective of how we got here. God is using us in what God is building. God used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation, and now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone holding all the parts together. We see it taking shape. Day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it. A temple in which God is quite at home. This scripture changed things for me. And I promise you, it's one I'd read like dozens of times. But there was something about that moment of seeing it and thinking about this place that God spoke. Now, I'll let you know, by each of the doors, you'll find a stack of magnets. The magnets have our building a home where all belong written at the top and this scripture on it. So whether that's a fridge, a filing cabinet, a toolbox, I don't care. Whatever it is that you can stick that to keep that in your life and in your mind and in your presence. I hope this idea of building a home where all belong and this scripture itself can shape who we are as a congregation. Because in that scripture, there it was. Not a building we walk into, but building that we take part in doing. It had that foundational language. The scripture has that foundational language that names how we should honor our past, which was a beautiful thing to talk about on All Saints Day. And as we consider what it means to build, we must celebrate and learn from all that's come before us. And in this place, from those very first prayer groups and children's classes back in 1890, to the community outreach, relationships, and missions throughout the heyday of the 50s and the 60s, through the difficult years in those 80s and 90s, and then the new growth that happened starting around 2000, throughout all of it, you turn to any page in our history, and you will find that there is a foundation of love and service that has anchored this place. Love and service has upheld the ministry of this congregation since its beginning. And then the scripture, it includes that beautiful phrase that when we talked about last week, irrespective of how we got here, it says, an invitation for all to be welcome. Whatever our life story, every background, every challenging question we ask, every doubt we bring with us, every brokenness we carry, every quirk that other people look at and go, well, that makes you special. Every identity, every everything, irrespective of how we got here, we're invited to call this place home. And then, once we call it home, we're invited to build a home where all belong on a foundation of love and service. As I shared this idea, this theme and this scripture with our leadership, I asked them to pray about it and offer some feedback. And in that time, I started to notice there was so much more in this idea than I had ever realized, and I started to hear it from our leadership as well. They were seeing it. This is who we are at our best. This is who we spend every day trying to be. People who are building a home where all belong. I love the imagery that God is building this home. And I've come to appreciate it even more over the last couple of months, this idea of building, as I've studied the art of masonry and bricklaying. Some of the strangest sermon preparation I've ever done, studying bricklaying. But the metaphors are everywhere. You know, bricks are strongest when they're offset from each other, alternating positions as they build. Just like our community is strongest when we give people many ways to connect and don't require some set uniformity, but give people the latitude to be who they are and where they are, that makes us stronger. The other thing I think is so amazing is in a masonry wall, if one brick begins to fail, if there's trouble in that brick, the whole wall is okay, and the other bricks begin to take on a little bit more of the support. So that brick doesn't completely fail. If an individual brick fails, what's built can stand because of the way the bricks are together. And those bricks, they're held in relationship by mortar, right? The little gray stuff in between, it what binds them all together so they become something bigger than individuals. Now listen, that metaphor has Holy Spirit written all over it. This is something that holds us together, that connects us. It's just beautiful. But in all these cool little metaphors that were popping up in my studying of bricklaying, there were two things that really stood out to me. Our scripture names that, for us, we are called to have Christ as our cornerstone. Well, 2,000 years ago, the cornerstone was the very first brick that was laid. You would lay this brick, and then every other brick, its placement and its orientation was guided by the very first brick. So however you started determined how you finished. If the first one was off, everything was off. So starting with Jesus makes sense. That whole life of love and service thing that he had, that's a good direction and orientation for us. And if we try to build on anything else, we're going to end up not the way we need to. I like this imagery. But in more recent times, cornerstones have changed in function. As building technology has progressed, the cornerstone went from being this first brick laid to instead becoming a fancy block that's visible on the corner, usually with a name and a date on it. Now hear this. Cornerstones went from being the defining guide to a ceremonial window dressing. I think this is a cautionary tale for Christianity. There are far too many congregations and places of worship where Jesus is some sort of ceremonial window dressing instead of an actual guide anymore. It's something for us to think about, but that's a whole other sermon. The other fact that I loved about the brickwork that just struck me in the most powerful way was that centuries and centuries of technology have advanced from the handmade mud bricks to the things we use today. Amidst all of this technological advancement, each brick is still placed one at a time when the work is done. You don't just pile them up and wait for the work to be done some other way. When building, whether a physical dwelling or this metaphorical home where all belong, there is a moment of active participation for each and every part, one brick at a time. Our scripture author watched buildings happen in the same way 2,000 years ago. He watched buildings come together. All those differences, the bricks, the mortar, the style, the tools. At the end of the day, our scripture author saw buildings come together the same way we do when it came to one brick at a time. Hear these words again. Now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. Each of us being fit in brick by brick. God is using us. God is using you with intention, with relationship. God is using us successfully in what God is building. And as we look to our future, I'm asking if you will be a part of it and if you will help find where you fit in this home where all belong. Because this is a really exciting thing to me. It is really exciting to me to consider what God is doing. To consider that what we have, what we do, and even more who we are, to consider that that is needed. That it has a place. That it's making a difference. That's exciting to me. And I'm excited when I look around us, and as our scripture says, we can see it taking shape. This work that started long before us, this work that will continue long after us, in this moment, the moment that we are in, we get to be a part of shaping it and offering something to the world. It's taking shape. It's taking the shape of community. It's taking the shape of neighborhood involvement. It's taking the shape of relationships. This home where all belong is taking the shape of marriage equality, a greener planet, families being fed, children learning to read, music being played, justice being sought, friendships being built, learning taking place, prayers at bedsides, shoulders to cry on, and a light of hope in a world that can feel very dark. This is the shape it is taking. And it's taking this shape because you are a part of it. That is amazing. And I can only imagine what shapes are to come, what forms await our future, because we're nowhere near done. We are nowhere near done. God is doing this here, and it is happening through your participation, your support, and your giving. Like I said earlier, I will never ask you to offer what you have, what you do, and who you are simply so this place can continue to exist. But I will ask you to offer what you can to build a home where all belong. Seeing it take shape is why my family gives. We put $500 a month into what God is doing here, as well as time and hands-on work and prayer and our honest selves and our brokenness. We do this for the same reason that so many of you do. Because doing the best what we have in this moment is fulfilling and meaningful. And is changing things for our world. And I do mean so many of you. There are over 60 different households who pledged and gave in 2015. About a third of those were people who were making a commitment to this congregation for the very first time. What an act of trust. You know, there are over 300 households that show up here on a regular basis and give of their presence, their time, their gifts. And each and every person, each and every gift is making a difference in what God is building here. So let me just take a moment and say thank you. Thank you for the ways you participate. Thank you for the ways you serve. Thank you for the people you care about. Thank you for your giving, and thank you for your trust. We honor that, because just as you're being asked to do the best that you can with what you have in this moment, this congregation will do the same. We will make the most and do the best we can with everything we receive. Be that monetary, your volunteering, your prayers, your presence, we want to honor it. We will be good stewards of what is entrusted here, because we don't have anything to waste. God is making use of everything we have, and we can see it taking shape, brick by brick, stone by stone. God is building something here, and each of us are invited to be a part of it. Amen.